One of the most interesting concepts was that of the lifetime value of a customer. It means the value of a customer to your business over a 10-year period.
Hold on now. You don't have any control over the customer's spending over such a long period. He or she could die or go away or change his tastes. You have to agree that such a concept is more theoretical than practical.
No, this is the whole point. Only 1% of customers stop doing business with you because they die. Only 3% stop because they move away. 9% go to the competition. But the truly astounding figures are these. 82% of people who stop doing business with a company stop because they are either dissatisfied with the product, this accounts for 14%, or upset with the treatment that they have received. This accounts for a staggering 68%.
So one actually has some control over 4/5 of the reasons why people stop shopping in one's business.
More or less. Depending, of course, on what business exactly one is in. Not only that, but the lifetime value of a customer is in general far more than the price of a single item. Now, to take an extreme example, a family may spend £5,000 in a supermarket in a single year. This means that their lifetime value to the supermarket is the profit on £50,000 worth of sales. Assuming markup to be 20%, this is £10,000. So refunding the money on the Christmas slippers that Dad despised is clearly worth it for them.
Certainly less of an act of charity than I always assumed. So you always bought your father slippers too?
Yes, and pyjamas, of course.